Four men are to appear in a San Francisco courtroom today to answer charges that they distributed illegal performance-enhancing drugs to dozens of prominent athletes. Yesterday, U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft announced a 42-count indictment against the four. They include the founder of a controversial San Francisco laboratory and the personal trainer for baseball superstar Barry Bonds. Anti-doping crusaders are praising the Justice Department action, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The pieces of an alleged steroid scandal started emerging last year. A San Francisco Bay Area laboratory called Balco, the man who ran it, a musician-turned-nutritionist named Victor Conti, nine prominent athletes, five from track and field, four from pro football, who tested positive for a new steroid, THG. For months, a grand jury in San Francisco examined the pieces. When it finally put them together, Victor Conti and his associate at Balco, James Valente, were indicted, as were two men who worked directly with athletes, trainer Greg Anderson and world-renowned coach Remy Korshemny. Attorney General John Ashcroft explained their alleged involvement.
Defendant Anderson is a personal trainer who purchased illegal performance-enhancing drugs from Conti and distributed them to professional athletes. Defendant Korshemny is a track coach who acquired illegal performance-enhancing drugs from Conti and provided them to track athletes.
The indictment charges the defendants distributed illegal steroids, including THG, on six occasions between 2001 and 2003. No athletes were charged in the indictment. The most famous sports star tied to the case is Barry Bonds, a boyhood friend of Greg Anderson's. Anderson introduced Bonds to Victor Conti in 2000, the year before Bonds set the single-season home run record. Bonds has endorsed the legal dietary supplements Conti sells through Balco, but Bonds' power surge and bulging physique in his late 30s make skeptics wonder if Bonds has been using something illegal. Yesterday's news about Anderson and Conti led to even more talk, some of it on TV. Sports writers Michael Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser host the ESPN show Pardon the Interruption.
How worried would you be if you're Barry Bonds?
It's not that I would be worried as much as I would be uncomfortable, because how do I clear my name? People are going to say, I'm friends with this guy, the attorney general is there, and now my guy has just been indicted, so it's not going to go away, and people are going to look at me and wonder even more. In other words, I think there's now a presumption of guilt if you're Barry Bonds, and what does he do?
Bonds has always said he's never taken illegal performance-enhancing drugs. He released a statement yesterday saying, I am saddened by the news of the indictment against my trainer and friend. I don't know the state of the evidence, and it would be inappropriate to comment on this matter. An attorney for Victor Conti says Conti continues to maintain his innocence and will fight the charges. Reaction to yesterday's indictment was swift and positive by those opposed to the use of drugs in sports.
You can color me smiling an awful lot more. I think this is a huge step forward.
Richard Pound hasn't smiled much in the past few years when talking about performance-enhancing drugs. Pound is the head of the World Anti-Doping Agency. He has often railed against the United States for what he believes has been a slothful approach to fighting drugs. But Ashcroft's announcement, preceded by President Bush's public call for a crackdown on steroids and sports, have changed Pound's mind.
You have the President of the United States putting drug use in the State of the Union address, and within a matter of weeks from that, the Attorney General of the United States says, here is an indictment. This is what we're going after. And stay tuned. We meet business.
Pound is particularly impressed. Law enforcement officials initially targeted the drug suppliers instead of athletes. The suppliers, he says, are where the problem starts. Still, Ashcroft implied yesterday athletes might be charged. We have not limited prosecutions, he said, to those being prosecuted today. Tom Goldman, NPR News.